The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 405. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. Last week was a rough week for yours truly. That's why I didn't have a new episode last week. Just a lot of things happened. A lot of obstacles were thrown in my way, and, you know, I just couldn't jump that hurdle, so to speak. So, I hope that you all enjoyed the encore episode that I put out, which, of course, is the Remake Revolution, Howard the Duck episode. I really, honestly, picked that because in September, while at Monroe Pop Fest, Brian Lau had mentioned how he had re-listened to it recently and thought it was super funny and, you know, thought it was one of the best podcasts he's ever been a part of. And so when it became crystal clear that I didn't have a guest and that all these other things were piling up and I was going to do an encore episode, well, it was easy to pick that episode. And want to share some love with Mike McGee as well. Don't forget to check out his YouTube channel, the man that created Remake Revolution. He could be found over at Mike McGee TV on YouTube, and I believe that is also his handle on Twitter. Also, too, I want to just make sure that everybody understands that last week there was not a live broadcast either of the PVD Cast. As a matter of fact, it just happened last night. And it features the episode of Elk and, of course, Dylan and Kyle from Three Wise Men Media. That is a fun episode as well. Maybe in a couple of years, that will be the next encore episode. But nonetheless, it's really fun. If you haven't checked it out, go over to the Facebook page at PVDcast and check it out over there. And I hope that you find it as fun and enjoyable as I did. All right, well, let's talk about my two guests. My two guests are fellow podcasters who can understand the ups and downs and everything in between of running a successful podcast. One gentleman, Jeff Dwoskin, just was on the PVD Cast a few months ago in August, but he wanted to come on and share his input and his insights on podcasting. And making his very first appearance on the PVD Cast is a gentleman by the name of Will Otero. We like to call him Wise. That's his nickname. That's his moniker. So super stoked to have Wise come on and share his wisdom as well. So it's definitely going to be a great episode talking about podcasting, including Wise's podcast, Stuck in My Head, and Jeff Dwoskin's two podcasts, Classic Conversations with Jeff Dwoskin, and of course, Crossing the Streams. So we're going to tackle podcasting from a variety of different angles. So I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with Wise and Jeff Dwoskin as we talk about podcasting. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening I'm sitting down with two fellow podcasters, Will Wise Otero. How are you, Wise?
I'm doing great, brother. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're quite welcome. And making a return once again, Mr. Jeff Dwoskin. Jeff, how are you?
Good. John, is it?
Yeah. Yes. I thought you were going by another moniker, J Money or something, I thought. I heard yes. That in the... in the grapevine, through the grapevine?
Absolutely true. it's sort of a just under the radar type thing, but it's picking up.
Oh, it's picking up. Okay.
I have been called El Jefe, but you know.
I heard that. I heard you have.
Because El Jefe looks like Jeff, but it means boss. So.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you guys' shows. Wise, let's start with you. So let's talk about Stuck in My Mind podcast. If somebody was tuning in, what could they expect to hear on one of your episodes?
Just a great conversation. I've had Jeff, unfortunately, be a guest twice.
I need a trifecta. I need a third time to get it right.
No, I usually just have a great conversation. Lately, I've been focusing more on having coaches and entrepreneurs on. But I'm down to talk to anybody and just looking to have some great conversations, and hopefully people can get something from it.
Why have you been kind of in that track of focusing on entrepreneurs and life coaches?
Because that's where I see myself going into.
Okay.
Last year I got certified as a life coach, and it was just something I really wanted to focus on, and it's what I enjoy talking about is self development and sort of self growth and just again being able to share some great content and have some great guests on.
Jeff, you have a couple of shows. You have, of course, Classic Conversations with Jeff Dwoskin and Crossing the Stream. So can you give a little summary of those two podcasts?
I can. It started hailing here. So if all of a sudden I disappear, it's probably because of the power. But Classic, I just didn't want you to, I'm out of here. You know, like that. So Classic Conversations is... I think last I checked, number one in the world. I'd have to check again to make sure that's still accurate. But pop culture nostalgia show in the world. I mean, people are saying it's in the world, but I don't know. Just kidding.
Who are people?
Yeah, people. People are talking. anyway, I talk to a lot of pop, you know, people from the 60s, 70s, 80s. It doesn't. I talk to more recent folks as well too. It's just, you know, sometimes those classic retro folks are easier to get than the current stars, but it's also who I love talking to, because like I love going to Comic-Cons and meeting all the celebrities at Comic-Cons, and so my podcast is sort of a manifestation of that, but in podcast form, you know, so you can kind of see behind me all the you can see a snippet of the 8x10s and all that kind of stuff of people I've met. And so, you know, to be able to talk to those people, you know, I go, oh, yeah, you know, it's really great. Crossing the Streams is just a live show we do every Wednesday where we just talk about TV shows you should be binge watching. Sometimes it's movies, documentaries, but it's usually not a review. Occasionally it is, rarely, but of the most recent things. You know, it's not like we're the cutting edge, what you need to watch to find out what's going on Loki season 2. We probably won't talk about it for a year. Yeah. So, but you know, like we'll go back. We got, you know, we come up with stuff left and right. The idea is like come up with shows and you know, that you might not even realize are out there type stuff. So.
Yeah. Can you give us an example of that real quick, Jeff? Like what recently has been revealed on Crossing the Streams? You're like, oh wow, okay, you watched it and you're like, this is a really good show. Has there been some of those hidden gems, so to speak?
Let me think here for a second. Just give me a second. Sorry. I was gonna look up some of them. We talked about Catfish, the in the last episode we talked about Catfish, which is it's an ongoing MTV show, but one I think people haven't really talked about in quite some time. Talked about the movie The Mothman Prophecies. And Suits, which is kind of having a revival, but you know, it's been off the air since 2019. So like that was like the last episode. Sometimes some of the newer movies are rom-coms, because Sal, one of my co-hosts, likes to watch the rom-coms. I don't consider, but no one else is gonna ever watch those. So they like ever. So it's you know, might as well be an old movie, but you know, cause, but at least he makes you aware of it. You know what I mean? So it's stuff like that. So I think, you know, later we're talking about Supermensch. There's a show called Burial. You know, so this is, some folks come on and they'll do, like, we have one person that comes on and always talks about British shows, you know, stuff like that. Okay. So, you know, people have, like, sometimes if someone, Larry Roberts comes on periodically, he talks about 80s movies, you know, so he'll kind of, you know, so sometimes it's interesting because, like, I talked about Superman once. I rewatched Superman the movie, and you know, because it's like sometimes it's like they're classics, but you don't think to rewatch them. And so, you know, it's like, hey, you know, I rewatched it. You guys, it's, this is worth a rewatch type thing.
Okay. I just got to say real quickly, you said who your guest, your co-host is Sal, you said?
Mm-hmm. Sal's familiar.
Does Sal like to watch those Hallmark holiday movies?
Yeah, loves them.
He loves them? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He loves all those, like, those movies, like all of them. We tease him about it. It's like he's either watching those or the Untold documentaries on Netflix.
Well, hey man, you know, whatever brings you entertainment value, whatever brings you joy, I'm not gonna judge. I've watched a couple of Hallmark holiday movies in my time too. So well, Wise, how did you get started in podcasting?
I was furloughed from my job. I'm a table games dealer and supervisor by day, and this is what my tagline. I'm a table games and supervisor by day and podcaster by night. And but I was furloughed from work. I had purchased a little Behringer studio, podcasting studio, from Amazon for like $160, and had laying around. And when I was furloughed, the wife had such a big honey to-do list for me. I was like, I need to do something else. Like, she's going to just bury me with chores if I don't find me something, a hobby or something. And so I finally got the courage to press record and start my podcast.
How many years ago was that? Was that 3?
March 2020.
Okay. So right in the heart of the pandemic.
Right, yeah.
Right at the beginning of it, man.
That's right before I started mine. I think I was in May 2020. So,
yeah, I was gonna say I thought you were a little bit later in the year, Jeff, on yours.
I think, but, like, later, like, yeah, whatever, Memorial weekend or something. Yeah.
Yeah, but go ahead and let the listeners know who maybe have not caught your story before on the PVD cast. So how did you get started in podcasting?
You know, everyone kept saying you should have a podcast. No, I'm just kidding. you know, it was something I always wanted to do. I planned on doing it for years. I bought all the equipment in 2017. You know, I just sat on it. And then a friend of mine had me on their podcast. And I was like, you know what? I just need to do this. And so I did it. I just started. And that's how, you know, I think we all got connected at some point early in that journey. Yeah, I just once I started and kind of got a feel for it, it was, it's one of those things. I mean, most people do quit, so I shouldn't say it. You get the bug and you keep going. I mean, most people quit after 4 or 7 episodes. I just, 285 gets released tonight. So it's like, and then 130 live shows. So, you know, it's, I think some people get in it and they stay in it, and some realize it's, I was talking about this with someone today. It's like the barrier to entry to be a podcaster is so low. Right. It doesn't, you can get hosting for free. You can pretty much record on your phone. So I think that gives the illusion that it's an easy thing to do because there's no barrier to entry. Mm-hmm. It can get expensive. You know, you buy a Rodecaster, you do this as you start to invest in yourself, but to start, you can do it at almost nothing. Right. And so when you realize that 45 minute show, you know, involved one, that 45 minutes that you recorded, or maybe an hour, and it got edited down to 45 minutes, and the prep that went into that show, to prepare to talk to that person you were going to talk to, editing the show, you know, the time you do, you know, it's, so that 45 minute show is probably could be 3 to 5 hours worth of investment of time. So, you know, you start to multiply that out by the amount of episodes we do, and suddenly it's like you can see why people quit, because they're like, oh, you know. And the ones that don't put the time in, you don't want to listen to them. Now, why aren't anyone listening? No. I don't know, because it sounds like crap. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I've heard successful shows sound like crap. So I'm self-taught, so I'm only as good as I am, you know, but and I try to get better, you know. Whatever I put out, it's the best I could have put out at that moment. So
what you said earlier is my pet peeve. Like I like listening to podcasts, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. About our favorite podcast to listen to, but I get annoyed when you have somebody that has all of the things. And I know this sounds probably, I don't know, this probably sounds a little crass, but like you have a major company behind you. You have a list of researchers, producers, and you produce this that sounds like crap. Like I'm with you, Jeff, but like for me, it's like, that's inexcusable. That should not even happen. And again, this is where I'm saying I'm not trying to sound like I'm whining and that. I love what I do. I do it here in my little studio, aka the third bedroom. I would love to have a corporation and have an army of people out there, you know, helping me out with this, you know. So to me, when you're at that level, there's no slack given. It needs to be pristine and perfect. Wise, do you agree?
I put a lot of work into my podcast, man. Yeah. And like Jeff, I'm independent. And prior to me doing my live shows, I would edit my video, audio. So I spent a lot of time in building my podcast. And so when I started really taking this serious, I really started investing in myself. I started investing in quality mic. I got me the Rodecaster Pro. Got me a quality camera. It's because I wanted, because something that people really do is people give you something very precious, which is their time. And so I wanted to make sure that I was giving them the best quality sound, best quality video, because they were giving me something that precious. So I felt that it was only right of me to want to improve, want to get quality mics, want to improve in aspects that I could improve in.
And you know what? That's actually, you know, pulling back the curtain and letting the listeners know in advance. And they know I'm transparent. You know, that was one of the problems that I had. You know, I had a couple guests lined up, but a couple of them had emergencies they had to handle. They had other things going on, and the schedule got kind of sidetracked. And I have some stuff in the can, but I'm with you, Wise. Like those things, as I kind of forgot because I recorded them back in September, there were some audio issues. And I'm not putting something out that sounds like crap. Like I just won't do it. And so that's, you know, I'm with you. I totally understand where you're coming from.
I, for over a year, wanted to interview and finally got the opportunity to interview Adrian Barbeau. Okay. And you know, one of the things I do, and I recommend anyone do this, is if you're going to interview someone who's done podcasts, is listen to them on other podcasts. You can do it at 2 speed, get through it pretty quick. But one, it gives you an idea of what type of equipment they have. It gives you an idea of what stories they've already told a lot. And if you have feelings about that, you can avoid those. You don't avoid them all, but you know what I mean. You can find new angles to find that, and then you can find out if they're a talker or not. You know, short answerers you have to prepare differently for it than long answers. Anyway, so I was really into it. You know, people like Adrian Barbeau, I'll rewatch movies, so I'll put even more time in, but it's fun more time because, like, I'll watch Swamp Thing, or, you know, I'll watch like movies that she was in, Back to School, you know. So, like, over the course of the weeks leading up to it, I'll put maybe 6 hours or more in, but it's just because I like rewatching movies that they're in, right? It's just fun because your memories aren't that clear. Anyway, the audio sucked. Her audio was not great. And I sat on it and I was like, oh, I don't think I'm going to release this. And then I was on Instagram and Mark Ronick is a podcast coach. He's like, Adobe.podcast, podcast.adobe.com. you can, it fixes the audio. And so I'm like, So I went and it's so podcast.adobe.com. It's got a free version where you can do a little bit. And then they now have a paid version where I think you can do a little bit more. But I went and I fixed the audio and like, and then I released it.
Oh man, I'm writing that down because I would love to clean up some of those ones that I had issues with. You know,
here's a trick that I found. I'll save everyone the time. So you, if it's an hour, I don't do the full hour. I break it into 2 30-minute pieces just because one, I think it's a limit right now, but also that way it doesn't have to kind of figure out an hour's worth of rejiggering. If that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when you put it back in, I don't use that. I put that above the original audio. And then I play with the volume controls of each of those tracks so that you're getting a little bit of the original so you don't lose that. Because sometimes the enhanced version can be a little not right. Doesn't sound 100% right, right? But if you play it with the other track underneath it and kind of play with the volumes, you can get a combination of the two that makes it sound much better.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
You know what? I'm going to give Jeff credit. I know back in August you came by the show, and then when I started promoting the show, you gave me some helpful social media advice that I never knew. And both Tim and I were like, man, that's why Jeff's the best, because he knows things that we don't know, you know? And so I'm writing podcast.adobe.com is what you said, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to check that out. Cool.
Hey, so I've been blessed to have two meetings with Jeff in the last 2 weeks, right? So, and I've learned a lot in just those meetings, because I'm part of his Stampede Social, and so I know he's not here to promote it, but I'm going to talk about it for him. And it's a great piece for up and coming podcasters, man. It's really something that podcasters should look into. I'm still learning it. I'm still get grasping the in and outs of it, but it's definitely a tool that I feel podcasters should really take advantage of. It's something that they should really check out, and really it really can help take your posting on social media to a different level.
Okay,
thanks, man. It's for Instagram. It's I appreciate you doing it, but just it's stampede.social if you want to check it out. But it's basically a way to get to drive listens. So if this was a post on Instagram, you would comment below hashtag wise. Okay, listen to Jeff and Wise, comment hashtag wise, and then they would get a DM from you with a link to the episode. So they don't have to go to link in bio. It's a link in bio killer. It lets them request it right where it is and then puts it in their DM so they can easily get to it later. And then that's trackable, meaning you know who requested it, so you know who your top fans are, who's requesting stuff. So it creates a little bit of known from some of the anonymous things that exist. It does a bunch of other cool stuff too, but you know, I charge for extra for that consultation. No, just kidding.
Well, wait, I didn't ask for this. You charge Wise, yes, not me.
I am sending you a Venmo request right now.
Do you guys think that we will ever have too many podcasts? Because it seems as we have been talking here that, you know, a lot of people start podcasts and then they don't see them through, or they do X amount of episodes and that's it. Do you ever think we're going to get to a time in our society where we have too many?
No. They'll burn out. even with the pandemic and everything, and it ballooned to what, 3 million podcasts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But check out how many of those are active. Like, how many of those podcasts are truly active? And I guarantee you not even half of them are active. And because people see the end result of our podcast, they don't see the work that we truly put into what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And when they jump into it and realize that it is work to do what we're doing, you just don't come up and show up and record. There's a lot of things that really entails in what we do in podcasting. It's a lot of us are independent. A lot of us don't have a big machine, don't have the Spotify's and all these other corporations backing us. We're doing everything. So when they get to realize that they have to do descriptions, thumbnails, all these different things, they're like, oh man, this is turning into work. So it's like really not many of those stay active. Mm-hmm. So they might start it off a podcast, but after like episode 7, they're like, they're burnt out. Mm-hmm. They're burnt out from editing. They're burnt out for, and they're like, and you see a lot of podcasts that just have a few episodes.
Mm-hmm. It's also about making sure it's doing something you love doing.
Yes.
You know, like I will honestly say, okay, so let's say I have 285 episodes live. I probably have over 50 interviews recorded. It's embarrassing. Some go back pretty far. So I've done, let's say, 300 interviews, right? The one I did today, which isn't live or anything like that, but the one I recorded today was one of my favorite ones I ever did. You know what I mean? So it's like, and I'm 3.5 years in, and I was like, this is fun. I really had a good time. I'm still enjoying it. If you don't feel that way every now and then or a lot, then, you know, maybe you're just creating something, you know, that, you know, you shouldn't be creating. I mean, you have to want to create it. You can't just want to have a podcast. It's like, you have to want to be doing something or accomplishing mm-hmm. something. Like mm-hmm. some people do it because they want to give advice. I do it because I like talking to famous people and people like hearing the stories. You know what I mean? So it's just entertainment. My thing is just, I just want people to be entertained, you know, so everyone's got their own thing, but it's rooted in something I love, love, love doing, you know? And so when some people reach out to me and they're like, Jeff, this person would be great for your show. And I'm like, do you listen to my show? I'm like, no, I'm great. Look, I am happy that John is the number one realtor in all of Orlando and that he has a lot of tips to share, but I don't think that fits on my show. I'm like, but I, but there's people that do that. And it's like, I'm like, come on, you know, but if I started getting into that just to fill content, I'd be like hating myself. I'd be like, ugh. Imagine editing something you don't even want to hear yourself. It's like, come on.
I've been frustrated. I'm sure you two have been frustrated too at times, but never have I ever thought I need to quit. I need to stop doing this.
No, when I first started, I was trying to burn myself out. I was probably recording every day for like a year and a half straight. This is even before I started going video. Like, I probably have 300 audio episodes recorded that I haven't used, because it was just one point I was just recording 2-3 episodes a day. And I got to a point where I was like, yeah, I need to slow down before I burn out, before I really start to hate it. But it never got to that point. It's never got to that point because it's just, I've learned how to balance it out. Like, I won't mm-hmm. overdo it now. Like, I have my set days. I have my schedules. Like, before, I didn't really have a schedule. Like, that was just book recordings and record. Now I have set days that I record and certain times. And so it's kind of helped me balance that that fatigue, not really getting that podcasting fatigue and mm-hmm. and wanting to quit.
Well, Jeff, I have to ask you, Classic Conversations, you've had quite a few very, very cool episodes with Allison Arngrim, Sal Rubiak, and Eric Roberts. I have to ask about the Eric Roberts. First of all, how cool was it to talk to Eric Roberts?
Eric Roberts is a cool dude. And I talked to him a little bit about this on the episode, but it's like, sometimes you think people are mean dicks because the only point of reference you have are the characters they play so well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, on Suits and everything, it's like, he plays a douchebag really, really well, like a real, you know, but he is the opposite. Like, if you could be the opposite, like the nicest, sweetest guy ever, really, really, really nice guy. Yeah, he was cool. He was really cool.
Did you ask him about A Talking Cat? And are you familiar with that movie, A Talking Cat?
Well, here's the thing with the Eric Roberts interview was I didn't know what I could or couldn't talk about because it was recorded during the strike. So
okay.
So I couldn't really, there were certain things like, I don't even know. You know what I mean? So it was like, and it was one of those, I hate to say it, where it was like, Jeff, you can talk to Eric Roberts on Wednesday. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to say no.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah.
So, gotcha. And Eric Roberts isn't the easiest one to prepare for because he has 700 plus credits. So it's like, where do you know, it was hard to figure out like where to focus, you know what I mean? But
okay,
it was a good time, you know. It's like, but I was fortunate to talk to him. I'm glad I was able to talk to him. He was really cool. So
cool. All right. Well, gents, since we are podcasters, I'm assuming that you two like to listen to podcasts. So what are some of your favorite podcasts to listen to? Ooh, I stumped Wise on that question, didn't I?
Right now, I enjoy The Pivot. I enjoy listening to The Pivot.
I just found out Wise has a podcast. I'm going to check that one out after the show. Apparently, I was on
if you have twice. A podcast?
Apparently, I was on it twice. I'm trying to look. Sometimes I want to get the name of it. There was it's Community something. You need to give us these questions before. You're like, what books are you reading? I'm like, what? I don't read books. I'm trying to remember what. Can never find it. When you need to find something, you can never find it. Community well, News. Community News. I listen to. It's hilarious. It's Community News with Paul and Sasha. It's like a 15-minute podcast of these two people that pretend to have a podcast. They don't pretend they have podcasts. It's a podcast for a fictional town that they created. For a fictional town that they created. So it's really good. The commercial breaks, really good. Fred Carroll has a Dude in the Head House, FSF Podcast,
Popcast.
And then, I listen to like, I don't know. And then just various, I don't know. I just jump around. So usually sometimes I search for guests and then listen to podcasts based on the guests.
I'm going to share some love for an independent crew out in Sacramento, California. I don't know if they're listening or not. They listen here and there, but a big fan of Middle Class Film Class. Pete. Joseph and Tyler do a great job. It's they have a Monday show and a Friday show, and the Friday show is more along the lines of they look at a movie and review it. The Monday episode is called Gab and Chatter, where they talk about movie news and do some other like streaming picks. But they do a great job. It's a fun episode. I stumbled across them, and actually Pete has come on the PVD cast and still keep in touch with him through the magic of the social media. So I suggest folks check it out. It's real easy to find, MCFC. So
cool.
Those guys are cool. Any others wise that you thought of besides The Pivot?
I listen to a lot of the same ones Jeff listened to because I support our friends. A lot of them are
Geeky Dad.
We've got Three Geeks. There's a bunch of
Three Geeks.
Successfully Chaotic, Maria Daniels. You got the SJ Child Show. That shout out to Sarah Bradford. Shout out to my man Jeff Revilla and stuff. I never knew game show trivia.
Oh, so, I was just on that.
Yes,
I just recorded one of those. That was a fun show. Yeah. What else?
There's a lot of we know a lot of creative people, Jeff. You know that?
Yeah, we do. I don't listen to mine. I'll tell you that. Once it goes live, I never listen to it again. And if my wife's playing it, I say, put on headphones. I can't hear my voice.
Your wife listens to your podcast?
She'll listen to certain ones. Depends on who the guest is.
Mine doesn't even acknowledge it.
I listen to mine for the first time in many, many years because I'm with you, Jeff. I don't want to hear it. I hear it enough while I'm editing. I don't want to hear it. But the episode that I threw up, the encore episode last week, Brian Lau had been commenting about how much he enjoyed that episode in October. October when I was talking to him. So when I needed one, I'm like, I'm going with that one. But then I was like, I have to listen because I don't remember half of what we talked about on that game show. So yeah, that's the first time in a long time. I usually do not listen to my own stuff either. Well, let's start wrapping things up here. Let's talk about upcoming guests, upcoming episodes. So Wise, what do you got coming for your listeners here in the next few days or weeks?
Excuse me. Well, I just started a new show, which I do Thursday and Friday mornings is Wise in the AM, which I use more to just it's just me talking and helping people start off their Thursdays and Friday mornings off in the right state of mind and in a positive state of mind. So next week I do my Stuck in My Mind podcast every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And it's just fun, man. I love podcasts. So anytime I get to record, especially when I get to be a guest on a show, that means I don't have to do all the extra work, all the heavy lifting. So
it is nice. It is.
Yes, it is.
I don't know who's coming up on mine because honestly, I ran out of the prep show, so I have to go like edit a bunch of stuff. And
for folks listening at home, real quick, Jeff has a variety of interviews in the can, right, Jeff? And you've been kind of, you work with those as well as new ones that you record, you know, as things come up, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Jeff has, he's got a stockade, if you will, of interviews.
I probably have over 50 or 60, and I'm embarrassed to say some of them go back and may never see the light of day from 2020. So there were some of my original ones too, but, you know, and I keep interviewing too, you know what I mean? So it's like, I had like this thing where I was like, oh, you know, it'd be cool. This would be a great job. It would be great to be able to do these two or three times a week and not have to worry about, you know, interviewing to fill up the can and fill up the pipeline to do all this and someone else edit. But frankly, I feel like in my head, and maybe it's not true, or, you know, we were talking earlier about just the editing and stuff like that. And it's like, I don't know if I told the story here, but like where I was listening to an episode of someone's podcast and the host's voice wasn't in the podcast. And I said to my friend, I said, he uploaded the wrong file. It's dead air. And then you're answering a question that was never asked. And then, or, you know, and so she puts us in a DM and he says, oh yeah, there was something wrong with my mic. He chose to upload a podcast where his voice wasn't even on it. It was literally just dead air. And then the answer, dead air, answer to whatever, you know, it's like, would you have ever released that? No, a couple options. One, you can listen to the answer, just fake the question and just record a question on top of it. But can you imagine putting up an entire interview and just removing your track and still releasing it? No. And I'm sitting there and I'm worried about one little.
I laugh.
Like, if there's a little. I can't believe I left that in, you know, or someone goes, get rid of that. You know, it's like, and I'm thinking myself, why do I spend all this time? This person thought it was fine just to not even include him.
I laugh because I've done that. I've done that, bro. I've done that by mistake. Mute
but by mistake? Sound. Yes. This was on purpose.
Yeah, no, I mute my sound by mistake. And when I go listen to it, I'm like, I'm not even talking. What the heck's going on? And so, yeah, I've had to erase those and upload the right audio.
Well, Jeff, do you have anything you want to mention here, website wise, social media, anything along those lines before we throw it to Wise?
JeffIsFunny.com is the podcast. Classic Conversations. I think if you type with Jeff, it'll come up. You don't have to say my last name. It's easier to. That kind of stuff. That's your fine. You know, listen to my podcast. I think people say listen to every episode 5 times. So that's what I recommend you do. Listen to it 5 times.
That came from the Surgeon General, didn't it?
Yes, I believe. Yes, okay. Exactly. Well. The Surgeon General recommends you listen to my entire. Somebody's like, oh, I discovered your podcast. I listened to the most recent episode. And I'm like, what episode should I listen to next? And tell me if you guys would have the same reaction. He goes, so I went and I listened to the first episode. And my literal visceral reaction was, no, tell me no. Tell me you didn't do that. It's not even the same podcast. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, the difference between like what you did, I did 280 episodes ago. I was just like, and my wife had the same reaction too. She's like, you what?
Yeah. All right, Wise, where can folks find you on social media? And if you have a website to plug and whatnot?
You can go to www.realwiseproductions.com. You can go to www.stuckinmymindpodcast.com. On Instagram, Wise _L_Jefe. You can catch Real Wise TV's YouTube channel and Stuck in My Mind podcast YouTube channel as well.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for sitting down and chatting with me tonight. It's been fun and very insightful. And thank you again for coming on. Appreciate it, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us. Glad we did this. It's always fun to hang out with you guys. Yeah.
Appreciate you having us on the show. This is fun.
All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Wise and Jeff Dwoskin, talking about podcasting in general, and also talking about their fabulous shows, Stuck in My Head podcast, and of course, Jeff Dwoskin's two podcasts, Crossing the Streams and Classic Conversations with Jeff Dwoskin. Check both of those out, and then let me know what you think, maybe. And you know how you can get in touch with me? You can get in touch with me a variety of different ways. First of all, you could shoot me an email if you like. JohnOrlando@pvdcast.com is the email address. You can leave me a message over the Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Just search for @PVDcast. And you can even find me on Twitter under my personal Twitter handle of @PVDMVP. If you want to let some folks know where they can find the PVDcast, well, there's a bunch of different avenues for that as well. You can obviously go to PVDcast.com, which is the online home of yours truly, as every episode is available there. But it's also available through all of those major podcasting outlets like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio app, Deezer, etc., etc. All you have to do is go into the search bar of your favorite podcasting outlet, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And if you're using one of those podcast outlets, please let them know what you think about the PVDcast by leaving a review and giving a rating. Both of those things will help me out tremendously in the overall algorithm of that podcast outlet. And I can't tell you how important it is for every single one of us independent podcasters to get ratings and reviews. Again, it's super helpful for us, so please do so. And you know what? There's a couple of other avenues as well where you can get the PVDcast. First off, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do a little live broadcast through the Facebook page. So that's an easy way to hear each and every episode. And a final place where you can find the PVDcast is on Croc Radio, CROC, out of British Columbia. Every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, you can hear the new episode. So if you're a fan of internet radio and you're a fan of the PVDcast, worlds collide and they merge. And again, every Saturday night, you can hear the PVDcast on Croc Radio. All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you very much for checking out this installment of the PVDcast. And I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous. Stay independent. And stay safe and healthy. following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2020.